Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone. This is Melissa Bilardi, your host on Help for HD. We are online, live, and podcasting all about help for Huntington's disease. We give special thanks to Lundbeck, Inc. for bringing us Xenazine, the first FDA-approved drug for chorea associated with Huntington's disease, and for supporting Help for HD. Thanks to my producer, BJ, who is queuing in calls for us right now from Minnesota. And thank you, our 4,070 listeners now. Without you, we would not have a show. Please call in to the show to ask questions on two phone lines, 310-982-4227. And our toll-free is 877-497-4103. When you call in, press 1, and BJ will queue you into the show. Please tell all your friends and family about the show and click follow on our show page to get email reminders of upcoming shows. We have an incredible guest tonight. Our special guest is the multi-talented James Valvano, author of One with the Blue and filmmaker of The Faceless Faces of Huntington's Disease. You may find him on Facebook and YouTube. We're going to talk about the real reason for doing the film. Welcome to the show, James. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Melissa.
You're welcome. So there's quite a buzz going on about our new film, about your new film.
Yes, there is, yes.
And so let's talk about what events made you start thinking about doing the film.
Well, a few months back, I heard about the Neurofilm Festival, and I did give it some thought. At first, I really had no desire to make the film, but what really made me think about it was when I began to read hundreds of posts on Facebook groups, the HD group specifically, and I realized that people were truly in dire straits, and they were posting their innermost experiences with HD, their struggles, their frustrations. And then one day, it truly just hit me, truly hit me. And I had to take a closer look at myself and realize what was going inside of me, my own monster, my own frustrations. And that kind of made me decide that I no longer will sit still. And I found the way to visually express it through the film, what was inside of me, and the story that I needed to tell. And I felt that, you know, if I reach inside my soul, I can expose this disease for what it really is.
Right. And so where did you film the movie, the film?
The entire film was made in the local town here in Kissimmee, St. Cloud, Florida.
And
sunny Florida.
You had quite a bit of family involvement and
yes.
The jail. The jail was involved.
Yes. Yes.
How
it
did
was.
You get them involved?
Oh, well, I'm actually glad
you
asked that.
If you don't mind me asking.
No, not a problem. If I can address the subjects in the film, because I think it's extremely important to mention,
right.
I believe that that I did this not from an outsider's point of view. It's important to let everyone know that each individual in the film is a family member.
Okay.
You know, there was no script. Everything was literally on the fly. I had no idea where it was going to go, but in my heart I knew we had to do something, and 99% of it was spontaneous. And I worked with no budget, and truthfully, without their support and backing, I would not have portrayed the film the way that I did.
Right. So would you like to discuss your family and their reaction
sure.
to the film?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I am the second youngest of 7 kids. We were all born and raised in Queens, New York, and my parents, Emily and Joseph, have been married for over 51 fantastic years. I'm very proud of saying that. They are my heart, and they are my rock. Not only am I an individual with HD, but my father, my brother, one of my nieces have HD. We're a huge Italian family, and there are so many more that are at risk. So you can see the circumstances middle ground, because I have HD, and I'm also a caretaker. So, you know, trust me when I tell you that it was not easy to make this film, and it all ties back to why I decided to ask my family to take part in the film. And like I said, they all understood and the need that I had to portray this. It was bittersweet, surreal, and I'm so happy to have had my family to create it with me.
Right. Well, I have to make a comment because the way I saw the film at first, it was a little scary, but then I got to thinking that, you know, this is coming from a perspective that I know nothing about.
Right.
And so it was very enlightening for me to just kind of go, wow, okay, now I understand
right.
My son has it, and I see what's happening within his heart, within his mind, what is happening to him. And so
right.
that was a very revealing moment for me.
Right,
but,
right.
Do you have a film background?
Well, it's a very tough topic to discuss because I only wish I knew then what I knew now. I attended St. John's University back in 1990 in New York, and I was aiming for a degree. And now, almost at 40 years old, I understand why I dropped out 18 credits before graduation.
Oh, dear.
I look back and, you know, I remember becoming depressed, anxious, and overwhelmed while inside the classroom and around groups of people. Mm-hmm. I slowly withdrew, and I really thought I was going crazy. Truthfully, Melissa, I thought I was losing my mind. I had no idea what was going on with me. But I look back now, and, you know, there's no regrets, and there's always tomorrow, you know?
And this was before you were diagnosed?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. So thinking back, and you would probably do things a little different, what would you do different?
If I knew then, you know, I really don't know. Because at that time, to be honest with you, I was young. I was terrified. You know,
right.
I didn't know what to do. So I did what a child, you know, a 17, 18, 19-year-old would do is, you know, go to school, do what you have to do, and then, you know, get a job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, would I love to go back those days and change something? Yes, but of
yes,
course, yeah.
Wouldn't we all, right?
Yes.
Okay, so getting back to the film, why did you use the format black and white?
Many people have emailed me about that, and I'm going to try and answer that as best as I can. My aim was to lead the viewer to the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. And by utilizing the black and white film, it was my way of expressing my feelings living with HD and many other individuals in the community, how they feel, the pain, sometimes living in what I consider to be a colorless world, void, hope, filled with depression. So I followed through and tried to, you know, visually portray the three sides of the horrific disease, not only the physical, but the emotional and mental.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it would hit home to see, you know, without color, and then, of course, until the end where I finally enter into the light being the color.
Right.
Almost like what Wizard of Oz did when she stepped and opened up the door into color,
right.
You know?
So. That was very poignant. I have to admit, I watched it about two or three times, and the first time it was kind of shocking, to be honest. And
yes.
And then the second time
I
was like,
yes.
Okay, now I'm getting it. By the third
right.
time I looked at it, I went, okay, duh. Now I understand what
right.
my son
right.
is going through, you know. So
right.
I think the shock value of it, in order to get people's attention, sometimes you have to shock. And
I agree.
Once you kind of start thinking about it and it kind of registers in your brain, you kind of have to let it kind of gel in there for a while and
right.
then you finally
Absolutely.
Understand.
Absolutely.
But, So why did you use the mask as your metaphor, or one of your metaphors?
Good question. Truthfully, Melissa, I struggled with that for quite some time, using the mask, don't use the mask. And anyone who knows me, they'll attest to the fact that I tend to be quite unorthodox with the way I express myself. And the mask is indeed a metaphor within the film. And I had to be true to the actual portrayal. So I had to show the viewer that I wore a mask for too long.
Yeah.
It was time to come out, stand up, be true to myself, and I kept the mask on my face, and it was time to come off. And, you know, I realized that there are many others who feel the same way that I did, and this was one of those things where do I throw the fishing line in and catch a fish and bring a point, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
That's
and I'm
kind of
also,
a risk on your part, isn't it, to do
it
this
It is
now.
A huge risk, yes, it
but,
is.
From what I've seen so far, the response has been so positive.
Yes, phenomenal.
Well,
phenomenal.
Speaking of responses, what kind of responses did you get from
Lord. let's just put it to you this way. I've never felt such an overwhelming outpour of love, support, and pride in my life. I'll be quite frank with you. The emails, they began coming in within the hour of the release. And it was so not easy to keep up with each one of them. You know, you try your best to get back to each person, but it's just not impossible. It's just impossible.
Right.
And with Facebook, it made it a lot easier.
Right. Well, we love Facebook, that's for sure.
Yes, yes.
So what did you do next? Do you have a review page or?
Yeah. The review page started. I think it was, I put it up the following day, where I decided, you know what, I'm going to post the emails and my responses because let's be honest, I had to be fair. So I put both sides of the public views up, and it was crucial, at least in my opinion, to let others see the responses. You
what
know,
is
did
the
I
name
have
of your, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's the Faceless Faces of Huntington's Disease in review.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. Did I receive some adverse responses? Yes, but everyone who knows me knows that I completely respect the community. And yes, I did apologize if I offended anyone, but I had to be true to the point that I was trying to express being, you know, an HD individual, you know?
Right. It must have been liberating for you to kind of put that out.
It truthfully was.
Yeah.
It truthfully was. There is no doubt about it.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the stigma of HD. It's kind of a sticky subject, isn't it?
Yeah. It was by far the most difficult concept for some to digest in the portrayal of the film, the stigma, the social stigma, and we really need to take a closer look at that word. If you look it up, one of the definitions is to be classified by others in an undesirable way or to be rejected, a disgrace, treated abnormally. And truthfully, before I took the first shot, Melissa, I already knew some viewers would struggle with this. Right. However, you know, I'm in the skin. You know, I have the HD. Yeah. You know, I wanted people to see what I go through and what other people go through. And the stigma, the word itself, it gave me hope and strength when I needed it the most.
Right.
And people need to know that we're not socially unacceptable. We're not abnormal. We're
right.
not monsters, you know?
Well, I know a lot of people kind of recluse and remove themselves from...
I did.
My son has too, yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you get out of that? How do you break free?
I wrote about this through the Faith and Hope Society, the website, through James Talk, about what I did. And I'll tell you, it was not easy. And, you know, I can't speak for other people because everybody has their own way. I one day looked at the mirror and I said, I'm not happy with who I am. I'm not going to live like I'm dying. I'm going to live like tomorrow. You know, we got to live for today and tomorrow and set plans, set goals, because you cannot give the power to this. You have
right.
to deflate it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. I mean, like I said, everybody
yeah.
has their own way, and that was the way for me. And my family, has just been amazing, amazing. So the support system is key. It
You're
truly
very
is.
You're very lucky to have your family supporting you. And a big
yes,
family.
I am. Yes, a big
Italiano family.
Good
Italiano families. for those of our listeners who don't know, James has a blog on the Faith and Hope Society website called James Talk, and it's Kimberly Gibson. If you look up on Facebook, Kimberly Gibson, or the Faith and Hope Society, and you'll see her website, and James has a wonderful blog there as well. And it's all about positive
Correct.
Content. So, you know, that's why I'm doing the show, is because I want to bring positive content to as many people who want to listen. And, you know, that kind of brings up the subject of, you know, people will get the message when they're ready to get the message.
Absolutely.
But the message is there for them when they are ready, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's my hope, you know, because I love so deeply, and sometimes my passion is, like I said, unorthodox, but I really needed to express this the way that I felt. It was first person, but with living vicariously through the community, if you get what I'm saying.
Right.
Hoping, you know, and the responses have just, they were amazing. It floors me. It floors me.
It's encouraging, uplifting.
Yes,
and
yes.
And it gives you kind of the courage to continue going forward with the project, right?
Absolutely.
And that's amazing.
Yes,
gives,
I'm very
gives
blessed.
You more hope. And, you know, to me, everybody that has HD is a hero in my book. But
that is the truth, yes, absolutely, because
yeah.
we're all going through.
Keep going every day. But
yeah.
to me, you know, doing a project like this, that goes far above and beyond being a hero in my book. So
thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
It was by far the hardest thing I've ever had to do, Melissa, because I was terrified. I'll be honest with you. I was terrified. But I had to go with my gut, you know,
yep.
and 100% family backing.
Yep. Well, let me break in here just for a second.
Sure.
BJ, do we have any callers that want to ask questions?
Shocking.
Okay. Let me break in just for a second. You're listening to Help for HD. This is Melissa, your host. And our incredible special guest tonight is James Salvano, author of the film The Faceless Faces of Huntington's Disease. And our call-in numbers are 310-982-4227 and 877-497-4103 if you want to call in and ask questions. We are recording live, and y'all can come back around in about an hour after the live session ends and listen to the show again and behind the scenes, because we'll continue to record. And James' email is wehaveaface@aol.com. So if you want to send him emails and questions or want to get in touch with James, please send him an email. He's also on Facebook, James Salvano, and please don't hesitate to contact him.
Absolutely.
So that was our 15 minutes already. Can you believe that?
I know.
Okay, so let's get back to your talking about stigma. And why did you decide to expose your interpretation of stigma
I'll try to keep it as brief as possible, because I know time is a factor. And not many people know that I worked in the mental health field for quite some time. I've managed group homes. I work so closely with individuals with disabilities and with individuals who are developmentally delayed. So, Melissa, I know firsthand how cruel the community can be sometimes when they look at someone who's different. And it used to make me so angry when I would hear people whisper and snicker, which was yet again the reason why this fired my decision to, you know, do it. And my thought was, well, here I am with my mask in the flesh. You know, there's no laughing, there's no snickering anymore. This is real. But I'm normal, and I'll no longer live faceless, you know. And I just want to show the stigma in the flesh and pass along the inspiration that I felt after taking off my mask. You know, in my view, I felt it was time to face the stigma head on and diffuse its power, but at the same time, bring on conversation. That's important.
Well, you know, like I said, it took me, you know, two or three times to really understand everything about the movie, the concept, the, you know, the portrayal, the stigma issue. And, you know, that's because I don't have the disease, but my son does. And I know sometimes people may view something once and go, oh, no. But what do you think about encouraging to look at it through different set of eyes, maybe? And
yeah, absolutely. And you know, I really don't know what else to say other than, you know, get to know me, you know, let's talk, you know. This was a project that truly came from my heart and inspired by everyone's pain and suffering and support issues. So, you know, this was never, you know, bared with cruel intentions. You know what I mean?
Right. Did you have any other ideas for the film?
Truthfully, yeah, I did. I won't lie. I did, but I felt truthfully in my heart that this was the only route that I should take. And, you know, I sat with my family and I asked them, and they were like, you know what, go for it, because we live it. We see it. Mm-hmm. And do it. So, yeah, I did, but, you know, I'm not saying that I regret it, because I don't. But, of course, yeah, there were other ideas, yeah.
Okay. Hey, B, do we have a question?
We did, and then they left.
Oh, okay, darn.
Sorry.
They'll probably send you an email, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
BJ, did you have a question?
No, sorry.
Okay.
Continue.
Well, the monster concept in the movie is a little scary. And,
yeah.
So why did you use that?
And I understand that it might have come across a bit scary, but you know what? I wanted to call it like it is. The disease is scary. The disease
right.
is a monster. It was definitely my choice as another metaphor. Personally, it was me saying I'm no longer afraid of being who I am. I will no longer live like a dirty secret, because let's face the honesty. The community can provide an outlet for that stigma.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're not separate, isolated sectors in the community. We are among the equals in the community. You know, that's how I truly feel.
Right, and it's true, you know.
It is.
But I I've heard my own son say that, you know, he feels like slimy or like he doesn't belong. You know, I've heard him say that, so.
We've heard my brother say the same thing.
Yeah, and, you know, what do you say to that? It's a difficult situation.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about your current stats, because you've had some stats.
It's been outrageous. I was just peeking, I'll be honest with you. In just over 2 weeks, we are just literally short of 4,000 views with the movie. I never thought it would get this much attention. It wasn't even the goal, to be honest with you. Each day the emails continue to come in and the numbers rise. It's amazing. And like I tell people in the emails, you know, we've already won. I don't need a prize. There's no prize. There's no trip that gives me this sense of love. Love, bottom line.
Hey, Melissa, this is BJ. We do have a question from Tamara if you want to see if she's out there.
Okay.
Hey. Hello.
Welcome to the show, Tamara. You have a question for
Jim. Hi, Tamara. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great to have a question.
Now, my question, yes, actually I do.
Okay.
Okay. My question would be, as you said, you had HD and you were also a caregiver.
Correct.
How did you find balance? Now, me, I have HD, but I have a child who's autistic and everything just,
Tamara, I appreciate that question, and I'm going to be straight up honest. I thank God, because if we did not have the family that I have, I wouldn't be able to answer that. I mean, the balance is found through my mom and dad, 6 brothers and sisters, like 15 nieces and nephews. I mean, everyone just got together and, you know, I guess it's hard to answer that because I know that there are other individuals that struggle with that imbalance. I hate using that word, but I was lucky and I'm blessed.
Tamara, do you have a support system at home?
Well, I do have my significant other,
mm-hmm.
but my mom and my grandmother, who have HD themselves,
mm-hmm.
they pretty much hidden away from everybody. And I can't really say so much it was my grandmother,
right.
but she right now is in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So we don't really have
somebody. Can you get some help somehow?
Well, I probably could.
Yeah.
I just have to, you know, since I'm recently diagnosed, I just, you know, got to be pointed in a direction.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
You said that
just,
you were in Las Vegas tomorrow?
Yes, I'm in Las Vegas. That is correct.
Okay. I would, you know, see if the HDSA that's located there has resources. There is help there, you know, and another thing, I'm not really sure if you've turned to the Facebook chats, but the HD family chat, there is so much support on this one site that is so inspiring. And I know that that's just one part of the equation. And I'm not really sure if you're on that yet or if you've posted or anything, but you know, you may want to reach out to other people that may have HD in that community.
Good advice.
Well, I have reached out a little bit, but, you know, me, I'm just me.
Well, you know, everything comes in time, and you've got to stand strong, and you've got to breathe, and, you know, and you've got to make it work and be strong. You can do it. You can do it. There isn't anything you can't do.
Tamara, would you like to give BJ your phone number? Maybe I can call you after the show, and we can chat a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And I thank
you
all for your time.
Can you do that for us, BJ?
Thank you, Tamara.
Tamara, thank you. You hang in there, okay?
You
and we'll talk soon. I'll talk to you right after the show. Okay. God
thank
bless
you.
We love you.
God bless.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, everybody's looking for some help, aren't we?
Yes.
Getting back to some of the comments and your numbers, amazing. Were you surprised at the comments?
Just blessed. I mean, the HD community and their family and friends, it pulled together. I literally had so many text messages, phone calls, even Skype calls, and with people that I've never met. And I want to say this for the record, if I may. I have never, to this date, ever met another HD individual other than the people that are in my family. I live in Central Florida, and I have never shook a hand, gave a hug, and that has to change.
Yeah, I know.
So
well,
it's hard to, you know?
Yeah, you know, speaking
but
of
it's
that.
It's overwhelming,
you know,
with emails and everything. It's just been
right.
phenomenal. Just the beginning.
Well, you know, a lot of us are in the same boat where, you know, finances are very, very tight and difficult to get around, to meet other people, to even go to convention, to, you know, get face-to-face with other people that are in the same boat, so to speak. And hopefully that's going to change soon. But thank God for, you know, our virtual family, because
Absolutely.
Without them, I think we would really
Absolutely.
Be
hurting.
And,
Absolutely.
And scared and not knowing if our feelings are justified. That's the main
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Validating our feelings and our thoughts about what is
Absolutely.
Happening to our families. So I really appreciate the fact that we do have this virtual family. And
yes.
God bless everybody out
and
there.
And it's growing
we love
exponentially.
You. But so tell us, what were some of the positive comments that you had? We're running a little short on time.
I know.
But I want you to try to finish this comment, and then we're going to go off the live portion of the show.
Okay.
But everybody who's listening, please tune back in about an hour. And anyway, go ahead.
Not a problem. 99% of the feedback was extremely positive. I mean, the word positive, using lightly, because I respect everyone's opinion. And people did. They told me they felt liberated. They thanked me for helping them take off their mask and bringing what they felt deep inside out for so long. And, you know, it was just overwhelming. You know, I understand that this was my interpretation, and I continually respect others for their own personal stance. And, you know, they keep coming in, the love, the support, the thanking. And that's why I would love for people to listen in the next, if they can wait an hour, because I want to discuss the second part of the film where I'm going to ask people to take part worldwide.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, because you had the courage to do what others wanted to do themselves, I salute you, because
well, thank you.
You know, not all of us know how to make a film. Not all of us know how to express, you know, what we're what we're struggling with. So I think you've really brought a face to our HDers, as I call them, HDEARS.
Right. Love that saying. Yes, I do.
And I'm so amazed that the response has been so great.
Yeah. It's been amazing. It's just been amazing.
So I definitely applaud you for your courage, because
well, thank you so
has
much.
To be a very scary moment when you push
it,
the
it
button
was.
To release
it. When I pressed
film.
That button to release it to YouTube, I said, "Oh my God, here we go!" You know, please just, you know, throw me an email, give me a conversation, let me talk. You
must
know,
have been like pushing the red button, you know.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Turn
yes.
the key and push the button.
Yes.
Oh,
but I'm glad I did.
I did.
And I'm looking forward to the future release of the next film. You know, it's going to be interesting. I really have some, you know, great ideas where I want to bring the community.
So we have a phase two of your film project. And we've got 1 minute to briefly talk about that. So let's do that. And then we'll be going off the live portion. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in, and thanks to James for doing this amazing project and for sharing it with the world, with us. And you can reach him at wehaveafaith@aol.com or Facebook.
Yes, and I love everybody, and thank you so much.
And you can reach me at helpforhd@yahoo.com. So let's go ahead and keep talking about phase two. And again, everyone out there, tune back in. Give it an hour to propagate through the web.
And they can fast forward also. They can actually use their mouse and fast forward to the end.
Okay, and also you can download these shows for a podcast too. So you can record it, download it, play it, whatever you want to do. And we thank everyone for tuning in. And there's my cuckoo clock. Okay, so phase two, we're off the live portion already. Can you believe that?
Yes, that is a sick half hour. Oh, my God, that goes too quickly.
We didn't even get through the second segment. But
made me want to reach through the phone and give her a hug, you know?
I know. But
I hate being powerless to that, you know?
Yeah, I'll be calling her as soon as we're done here. And
yes.
Let's go ahead and keep talking about
phase two.
Phase two
is going to be extremely exciting because I'm really going out there on a limb. I just released the trailer, which is The Faces of Huntington's Disease. I no longer am a faceless face.
Okay.
So trading up those words to make it, you know, part two-ish, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was kind of sort of, you know, a short, you know, release, but that's why they call it a teaser.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I talk about
a
special one. Yeah, yeah. I actually talk voice over about the special ones, the brave ones, and it was an excerpt from my book, One with the Blue. And truthfully, in my eyes, these individuals are the brave ones, our HD community, all
right.
of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try something different. I posted this earlier on the review page so people can actually see this as we're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But I will give you a general overview. Within the film, I'm literally calling upon the HD community worldwide if they wish to participate, of course. They can literally send me a one-minute video, the highest quality possible, where they place a mask on their face, a mask of their choice, by the way. It could
mm-hmm.
be, you know, self-expression. I want that. It doesn't have to be
great.
Mundane. It could be anything they want. And then they take it off, and they would make a statement such as, you know, my name is John Doe. I have HD, and I'm no longer faceless face.
Mm-hmm.
There are other options, and I listed it on the review page so that people can see the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And if they cannot submit a video, they can basically take two highest quality pictures of themselves, one with the mask on and one with the mask off, and basically send that to my email address also.
Okay.
So
still shots can be used as well.
Absolutely. And another thing that I want to – go ahead, I'm sorry.
Are you doing full color? That's okay. Are you
yes.
doing full color?
Okay. There's going to – I will admit there will be some black and white,
uh-huh.
But it's going to be a little bit more inspirational. Not that I regret using the black and white. I'm just saying
right.
that this is going to be more of the apex. You know, I'm going to design it where with the world's participation as a coming out together, a you know, we're strong together, stand strong type of. It's a work in progress process.
Right.
You know what I mean? And another thing I want to mention that I almost forgot. Sue Wright brought this up to me earlier today that people who are who speak other languages feel free to speak in your language, and I'll dub it because
great.
This has to be for everyone. So if
right.
you do not speak English, you are welcome, and I will dub it. I will tell your story. So you know, literally send that too. And Sue Wright brought that up, and kudos to her.
How many of these subjects do you think you're going to need or want?
Honestly, when I released it this morning, the actual guidelines, if you want to say,
mm-hmm.
I have about 25 people already saying they're going to do it.
Okay.
So the more the better, because I really want to go documentary size in time,
mm-hmm.
if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So there are no restraints. I'm all about the more the better. Of course, I'm going to put a time frame on for, you know, the deadlines for entries because, you know, I've got to be realistic too, you know. But it is not set in stone anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. What is the length of a documentary?
I would very much like it to be an hour and a half. If it can't be, I can hit an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, and remember,
crossing my fingers.
Okay. So your email is wehaveaface@aol.com. So everybody... contact James
correct.
There or on Facebook. And are you going to put up a Facebook page for your subjects to connect with you?
Yes.
For phase two? Okay.
Absolutely. Right now it's just a little information overload. I'm waiting until after the Neurofilm Festival ends and then basically, boom, going on to next phase.
Okay. So let's mention the rules for the Neurofilm Festival voting because there's
yes.
some confusion
yes.
about all that.
Yes, and a little bit more clarity, if you may say. The latest news is public voting will begin tomorrow,
okay.
and everyone has to visit theneurofilmfestival.com.
Okay, now do we need to register as a YouTube?
They do not give any information. All they said is for their voting. So I believe that they actually canned the YouTube idea. Because where it stands versus their website, it says that they will have a page on their website where individuals will have to vote again.
Okay, so we will want to go to the
Neurofilmfestival.com.
Neurofilmfestival.com. Okay, good to know. And starting tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah. We're saying around noonish, but it's very unclear. And just an FYI, how important this is, the AAN, the American Academy of Neurology, is an association of more than 22,000 neurologists and neuroscience professionals. I read that today.
Huge.
I was like, oh, my God, it's huge. Yes.
So this is all national?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So
and people can still go to the YouTube if they want. I mean, they can.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, like I said, based on that one sentence from their website, it doesn't really look like they're going to honor, for lack of a better word, anything. Yes, I know.
Okay.
But, you know,
well, I'm still
we'll
registered on YouTube. It's totally free. It's just like signing up for a newsletter. And
absolutely.
I can add my favorites and, you know.
Absolutely.
And vote.
And if people want to do
that,
I'd love it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
let
so I like being on YouTube because I can put together all of my favorite films, clips, whatever,
exactly.
for what I use them for. And it's free.
Exactly.
You know, there's no cost to it. So it's really cool.
Exactly.
Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know regarding your philosophy in filmmaking?
Absolutely. I'd like to go into something. I deeply believe in the freedom of expression, and here's the irony, is I'm doing this now, but someday, you know, I may not be able to continue to express myself through writing and film,
mm-hmm.
so the time is now, you know what I mean?
Right.
So the bottom line is that, you know, I needed to tell a story, and film has always been a dream. When I was 17 years old, my brothers and sisters will attest to this, that I used to nag them, please, let's make a movie, even if it's stupid. And they would do it. They would do it. And it's just great to know that I did have them to fall back on. And, you know, I just hope that others would find that same light at the end of the tunnel, you know, that I did. And I used the mirror analogy, and that was basically how I came up with, I have Huntington's disease, but Huntington's disease doesn't have me.
That's great.
That was my signature right there, and I said I wanted to inspire people. And you know what? You mentioned something before about the film, and you know, hard making a film. But yes, it is a task in itself. But just imagine creating one with the stigma that's attached to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and I'm going to forge ahead and do whatever I need to do, and I'm here for basically anyone who needs help and wants
Thank
to
you.
Come aboard, you know, and let's ride this, and let's be positive as best as we can. And
right.
I know the reality that there are people out there that, you know, are having a really hard time, and you know, you can wish and wish that you can just reach out, and we need support. Bottom line, we need support.
I know.
So.
Well, and you need to know that it's okay to express yourself. It's okay to describe what your life is like because, you know, you do need help. We do need help.
Yes, absolutely.
Help. Everybody that is involved in this HD world needs to know that there are people out there that are fighting for them, that are
absolutely,
you know, trying to make it a better place for them. And
absolutely.
So we're kind of all on the same path. It's just that some are struggling, desperately struggling, and so that's another reason why I'm doing the show is because I know that it's kind of a new dawning for communication to
absolutely
start talking about
absolutely.
What is happening in our lives and sharing
absolutely.
With others that yes, you know, you are justified for, you know, how you're feeling and what's going on in your life. And
yeah, because everybody is a voice. Everybody has the opportunity to speak. And if we just, you know, came together more, not that we're, you know, saturated, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to say that, but if we came together more and spoke of what the individual goes through, yes, physically, emotionally, psychologically, but if we open up a dialogue that is deep with context of actual individuals that are in community that are striving for any type of hand or support, you know, that's where the seed has to be planted, in my opinion.
Right. Well, in my opinion, the communication is key for any
yes.
group of people to learn from each other, and, you know, knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
And with power comes, you know, confidence and courage, and, you know, by coming together as a group or a family, you can accomplish so much more. And people will stand up and hear you.
Absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely.
So I'm thrilled about your film. I'm just excited to see where this is going to go. And
I just want to mention something, and I'm just looking. I apologize. I'm looking, and this is the joy of it. I'm not going to say the person's name, but it says, "Hi, my name is, and I am no longer a faceless face. Thank you, James."
Yay.
And they're coming in. They're coming in as we
oh,
speak, and it's an amazing thing. Do you mind if I took a few moments to thank a few people?
Please do. Please do.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
have 2 hours,
not,
by the way.
There we go. And we're Italian, so we can talk. Trust me.
With our hands.
Exactly. I love that. And I do not mean to leave anyone out, but I wish to say that the following people have given me such love, support, determination when I was down, scared, and when I needed it the most. And first and foremost to my family and friends, because without them I'm nothing, and your support and love is everything.
Wow.
There's too many of you guys to mention, but you all know who you are. And to the following people, and I am going to name them because I think it is important, who have, through this process, who have Skyped me, texted me, supported me, pushed me through everything. Kimberly and Nick over at Faith and Hope Society, Cindy Dupree, Sue Wright, Crystal Martin-Zachary, Robert Gowing, Patricia Rudea, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing their names right too, Marie Clay, Raymond Stibbles, June Gruber, Yvonne Phelps, Kimberly Spears, Sue Reynolds, Tiffany Lawrence, Memory Lord, Natalie Lancaster, Sherry Dempsey Bryan, and so many more. And the one person I'm not going to leave out is you, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
Because Melissa, you're doing so much. You're doing so much. You did a lot for me. And,
good.
Well,
we're trying.
Yeah.
You know, it's every day
yes.
is a new day, and we just try our hardest to do the right things and help
yes.
others and love others. So.
Oh, my God. Did that
you.
Sound like I was just getting, like, an Academy Award or something?
I did.
Well, like I said, I already won. It doesn't matter about the prize, and I just needed to say
okay.
that because these people have been amazing.
Well, thank you, everyone. And
yes.
It's going to be fun to see the stats and follow you and figure out, you know, where you're going to go next.
Yeah,
I
know.
Thanks for coming for you. So I really appreciate spending this time with you, and I love you dearly.
And I love you too.
If there's nothing else that you want to say?
Yeah, just like I said, we have a face at AOL.com. Shoot me an email. I'm on MSN chat, AOL chat, Yahoo chat, everywhere,
okay.
so you can always find me.
Okay.
So.
My love to you.
Thank you, and I
family.
Love you, and I
and we'll
appreciate
talk to you
it.
Soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk
bye-bye.
To you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.